Just what's it like to finally be here and to bring you guys into San Antonio?
Well, it's great to be here. We had a good trip this morning, and just great to be here in San Antonio. Great to be in the Alamo Bowl, and looking forward to a good week and a good game.
What are your thoughts on Iowa State?
Good team. Similar to us in some ways, I think. You know, a team that I think is a team of achievers. You know, they're very good. They're very good on defense, and they play real hard.
What do you think of Gardner's outfit today?
That's kind of a tradition. A guy sent that, and he'd worn that for years and years and years and years. Every game. I don't know the whole story. You need to get the whole story. But somebody mailed that in, and he used to wear it to every game and wants to retire the thing. And there's a backstory to it, which I don't have all the details. I saw it sitting in the office, and then I left, and I didn't read the whole letter and everything. But it's there's a backstory to that that relates to a guy that that had it for years, wore it for years, and wants him to kind of christen it one last time.
From a fashion standpoint, just how much do you like the jacket?
I don't know. It's very 70s, you know. I grew up in the 70s and was glad when they ended. But the music improved. It took about a decade, but it got better a little ways after that.
When you guys have worked your way through Iowa State's film, what do you see in the progression of Brock Purdy and how he's changed the offense?
Well, I think he was pretty good to begin with, and then I think he's just gotten more tuned in with his other players. He's a good player, you know. So, I mean, and Iowa State does a lot of good things, just like all the teams that we played. So, you know, and the most important thing is for us to focus on ourselves and to be the best team that we can be and worry about playing the best we can play.
Speaking of Iowa State, do you ever have any flashbacks of Senator Wallace?
Yeah, but I think the Iowa State has quite a few flashbacks of my teams, too, and probably maybe by a little bit bigger margin, so we'll try to focus on the positive. But Seneca Wallace was certainly a great player, no question.
Like, just what are some
and
of your
Iowa at the Rutledge, too, yeah.
What are some of your favorite things about San Antonio, and how do you balance the players enjoying everything about the city while also realizing they have a task at hand?
Focus during football time. Just be locked in when it's football time, you know.
We saw the Christmas card. Where did that kind of come about? You laying
across everybody? There's a bunch of guys that wore sweaters. I guess ugly Christmas sweaters are kind of in style. So anyway, we got a bunch of players wearing them that wore them on the trip up here. Anyway, the quarterbacks all got one, and they all had a different one, and got me. Got a hold of me and said, would I mind being in their picture? And I was happy to be in the picture and felt fortunate I didn't have to wear a sweater.
In the time you've gotten to interact with Matt Gable in these kinds of events, the press conference, when they first got announced, what's been kind of your impressions of him and how he's kind of helped build Iowa State?
Just a sharp, enthusiastic coach. I mean, very enthusiastic. He has energy, which, you know, I'm sure resonates with his players. And then his teams have always been very aggressive and have always done a good job.
Hey, Coach, we got to get you to the team meeting. I'm going to bring the two players over.
Okay.
All right.
You're good.